Joining me is Dr. Tom Mason, the director of Armagh Planetarium. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Thank you very much.
And could you just tell us a bit about the planetarium that you have at Armagh Observatory?
The planetarium at Armagh is a separate institution. There's an observatory and a planetarium. Observatory was founded in 1790. Planetarium was opened in 1968, so it's our 40th anniversary. And we are the only big planetarium in Ireland. There are a couple of tiny ones which are less big. Yes. And basically we are the sort of premier astronomy science centre on the island.
And I think you've just recently refurbished the planetarium itself, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We spent just over £3 million refitting the building, so it now has lights, heating systems and all the things you expect to work. They all work as they should do. And we got a lot of support from the European Space Agency to put up lots of nice exhibits. And more importantly, we've bought a brand new projector, which is a Digistar 3, which allows us to present full dome videos.
Wow.
And it's very spectacular. The kids love it. And we've run a lot of shows. Since we reopened in August 06, we have run 17 different shows. And 7 of them were in-house, and the rest were sort of bought in.
Well, that's very good. So you produce your own in-house material?
Absolutely. That's what we do. We do in-house shows. We've got a show called Pole Position, which is narrated live. And we have that for each of the seasons. And then we have a show for little people. And we're starting a new one called Zula Patrol, which is a bit American, but we figure the kids will love it. It's full of funny dogs with snorfy noses and things. So we actually tend to differentiate our shows so that we have, at the beginning of the day, a show for little people, and then at the end of the day, another show for little people. In the middle, we have shows for sort of adults and children of all ages.
Very good. And you also have, you were saying you have other exhibits at the observatory. What sort of things do you have?
Yes, we have a meteorite exhibit, which is the one that is the favourite. Basically, we tell people that this thing is the oldest thing you will ever touch. We have a piece of a Martian meteorite. We have a piece of the moon. So at Armagh Planetarium, you can stand in one spot, and if you take a pace in either of three directions, a sort of 120-degree arc, you can touch a piece of Earth, piece of the moon, piece of Mars, and a nickel-iron meteorite. Only place on the planet where you can do that.
Wow, that is quite impressive. And yeah. The big meteorite you have, you said earlier, was outside.
And it's inside, actually.
Oh, it's inside.
Yes, it's inside on a plinth. It's a nickel-iron meteorite that's owned by the Ulster Museum because they're currently undergoing refurbishment. So when we were being refurbished, we worked with them during the summer and did astronomy talks for a couple of summers. And now that they're shut, we're looking after a couple of their exhibits for them. And at the moment, I'm cunningly trying to work out how the devil can I replace that, because it's a very spectacular thing, you know, to be able to say, this is 4.5 billion years old, you know, oldest thing you'll ever touch. And
yeah.
We have a tiny hammer, and if you ding it, of course, it rings like a bell. Because of the very slow cooling inside. You know, most folk don't know these things, and it's very, very spectacular.
I must admit, I've never heard anyone hit a meteorite with a hammer before.
Well, it's not a hammer. I use my rings, actually. If you use your rings, you get this lovely bell-like tone. And it's the same principle, I presume, that when you actually cast a bell on a foundry, you know, you want it to cool slowly and give a nice tongue to the bell.
Well, it sounds excellent. How can people find you if they've not heard of you before? Where do they go?
If they drive 45 minutes south of Belfast on the motorway, heading for the south, it basically says drive for the city of Armagh. When they go down, there's an exit, M11, which is the shortest motorway in the United Kingdom. And they just follow the signs to Armagh. We're quite clearly signposted. 45 minutes, no problem. But book ahead, because we're actually very busy, especially at weekends. And we have a website, www.armaplanet.com. If you are really, really nice to me, you could tell your audience that they could get in touch with me and I could give them a beta virtual planetarium, which we're about to launch on the unsuspecting world quite soon, and you can visit the planetarium virtually. The reason we did it is that we do a lot of work with autistic children, and I discovered that autists, of course, are not very keen. Well, some of them are not very keen to attend places where they're a bit worried about the layout and the geography and that. So it suddenly struck me with the virtual planetarium, they can visit as many times as they want and then come to the real thing. Of course, they know it already. They've been there.
Ah, very good.
So
idea.
We're trialling that out as well.
Yeah. Very good. We highly recommend the Armagh Planetarium to everyone, so everyone go and visit.
Please do. Yes, you'd be very welcome.
Thank you.